The Algonquin Barons didn't just start their 2025 season with a win. They may have kicked off a brand new Northern Ontario football rivalry. On Friday night, the defending Nipissing District Athletics, NDA, senior football champions blanked the St. Benedict Bears of Sudbury 21-0 in what was a first-ever senior football regular season matchup between the two schools. What began as a day of wild weather, tornado warnings, hail, and power outages across the Sudbury and North Bay regions, turned into a clear but windy evening in North Bay, setting the stage for a physical showdown between two programs eager to test each other under the Friday night lights. The Barons delivered the opening blow almost immediately. After forcing the Bears into a quick punt on their first possession of the game, the Barons would show that their explosive offensive passing attack from 2024 would still be a factor in 2025 when quarterback Dane Meyer went deep on the Barons' first snap, hitting Matthew Despiens for a 52-yard touchdown that electrified the home crowd 2 minutes into the game. Algonquin's defense would be next to find the end zone. With just over 6 minutes before halftime, Barons defensive back Loic Ryan jumped a short pass for an interception, then sprinted the ball back for a pick six that stretched the Barons' lead to 14-0. From that point forward, the Bears' defense dug in, and their offense nearly turned the momentum late in the first half. St. Benedict strung together its best drive of the night with a pair of long completions that set up first and goal from the Algonquin 4-yard line. But the Barons' defense refused to break, stuffing 3 straight plays to preserve their 14-point lead with less than a minute remaining in the half. The third quarter was filled with long drives that didn't amount to points for either teams, but was an impressive showing of defensive performance on both sides. The Barons added their final points at the start of the fourth quarter when Despiens, now lined up under center, found running back Matthew Berube out of the backfield on a 5-yard touchdown pass. That sealed a 21-0 result and gave Algonquin its first win of the young season. Barons kicker Max Dufresne was 3-for-3 on pats on the night. For St. Benedict, who reached last year's Sudbury semifinal before bowing out to eventual champion Low Ellen Park, the loss comes with many positive points. Their gritty defensive play and late first-half push showed promise as they begin their Sudbury district competition next week. For Algonquin, the victory sets the tone for a challenging schedule ahead. The Barons return to action next Friday, September 12, when they take on the West Ferris Trojans in their NDA opener at 7 p.m. at Mike O'Shea Field at the Steve Amishel Sports Complex. The Bears, meanwhile, head back west with the sting of defeat, but also the makings of a Highway 17 rivalry that could become a fixture of Northern Ontario high school football in the years to come.